One halakha on the laws of Shabbat, which we are discussing. We discussed in previous halakhot the laws of a keli rishon and the laws of a keli sheni. And the basic rule was that things that are in a keli rishon have the ability to cook. If you put something into a keli rishon can cook a raw item. However, things in a keli sheni, which is the second vessel, keli sheni eno mevashel, does not have the ability to cook. Our discussion today regards a davar gush, which would be a dry item in a keli sheni. For example, a person takes a piece of meat from a keli rishon, takes a fork, he takes it out of the keli rishon and puts it into a keli sheni. Do we say that by dry items, or solid items we'll call them, do we say the rule of keli sheni also applies? There's a great machloker on this. The opinion of the Maharshal, as brought down by the Taz in Yoreh De'ah, in Siman Sadi Dalet, says that the laws of keli sheni only apply to liquid. However, a davar gush, a solid item in a keli sheni, that solid item has the status of a keli rishon. And he brings proofs to this, because he says the whole logic of a keli sheni that doesn't cook is because the walls of the keli cool the item off. But on a solid item, it's not touching the walls, it's just sitting in the middle of the plate. And therefore it doesn't get cooled off as fast. And therefore a solid item, he wants to say, has the status of a keli rishon. However, I should say that this is also the opinion of the Mishnah Berura in Siman Shin Yud Chet, and this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaHayim Sofer, that want to treat a solid item, even though you put it in a keli sheni, it still has the status of a keli rishon. I'll give you a practical application to this. If a person, let's say the Ashkenazim, they eat kugel, so they take a piece of kugel from the keli rishon, it's a solid item, and they put it in a plate. Now the plate is considered a keli sheni, but the kugel itself, according to these opinions, still has the status of a keli rishon. And therefore, Rabbi Eliashiv said that you have to be careful not to put a pickle next to the kugel, because it's going to cook the pickle. The pickle is raw. It's going to touch the kugel. That has a status of a keli rishon. It can cook the raw item that's in the plate. That's also the way Rabbi Vazna came out. But that is really not the opinion of Hakam ben Sion Abba Shaul, Alav Shalom, and Yibadel L'Chaim Tovim Hakam Ovadia. Hakam ben Sion in Or L'Tzion Chelek Bet, page Resh Lamed Tet, and Hakam Ovadia, as his opinions brought down in Yalkut Yosef, Shabbat Gimal, page Resh Bet, clearly hold that a solid item in a keli sheni has the status of a keli sheni. And therefore, if a person would take that kugel or a solid item or meat and put it in a keli sheni, it doesn't cook anything. And therefore, you could even put raw items next to it. You could pour spices on top of it that are raw, and it will not have the ability to cook. So again, halakha l'maaseh, davar gush is considered like a keli sheni and does not have the ability to cook.